And welcome to Nature Under Threat 2 online course. I'm Panu Halme and I'm the responsible teacher of this course.
Hello, my name is Kaisa Raatikainen and we have already met during the first Nature Under Threat course. That course was an introduction to red listing of species and ecosystems and the overall process of endangerment.
Compared to the first course, during this course, we will go into more detail on how the red listing is done in the practice. And we will also discuss the role of red lists in the society.
Be prepared to do some small calculations as well, because in this course, we have small tasks that show you how the red list criteria are applied in practice.
Yes, the first course was a bit text heavy. So we wanted to bring more hands-on tasks and problem solving to this course. Let's think about some examples before we start. Kaisa, what is your major epiphany on how the red list information is used in the society?
Well, my example comes from conservation. So according to my experience, the information from the red lists is very important for environmental administration. For example, when new sites are selected under conservation, information on occurrences of red listed species and ecosystems are extremely important. And these results are derived especially from the national red lists. Panu, what would be your example?
Well, for example, during the recent years, big supermarkets have stopped selling the products that are made using threatened species. For example, big eye tuna disappeared from the supermarket shelves.
Let's keep these two examples in mind while the course proceeds.
See you in the end.